Hello again, everyone. I'm meteorologist Troy Kimmel. I'd like to welcome you to TroyKimmelWeather.com, also my University of Texas weather blog site under campus safety and campus security at the University of Texas at Austin. That website, an easy one to always remember, weather.utexas.edu. It's Wednesday, the 23rd day of February, 2022. Folks, a complex weather situation across the area. We've had reports this morning of a little bit of light freezing drizzle out west of Johnson City. It was about 7 miles, 8 miles west-northwest of Johnson City a little earlier this morning. One of our cooperative observers, actually a Coco Ross observer out there, reported some light freezing drizzle and a little bit of ice on exposed objects. Folks, this is where we're going to primarily see this. If it is a problem, it's primarily going to be north through west of Austin. It is going to be on elevated objects, fence posts. This sort of thing is where you're going to see the accumulation. Keep in mind that in Austin yesterday, on Tuesday, we were up to 88 degrees at Camp Mabry. We were 85 at Bergstrom. The ground is still warm, relatively, although it's getting colder as every minute goes by. I just think that eliminates a little of the possibility of much of a problem with any surface-based ice. Even in some areas northwest of Austin, at least through tonight. Now, tomorrow night, we got to watch it again closely and maybe again Friday night, Saturday morning. But, folks, this is one of those real close situations. There are no winners. I think that probably some of you will experience some freezing rain to the northwest. I just think the impact is going to be pretty minimal. Could I be wrong? You bet I could. We'll watch it closely. I just, in what is a fairly low confidence forecast, indicate that most of that should stay to the north and west of the area. All this is happening, by the way. The cold front passed in the 3 to 4 o'clock hour yesterday after we got up in the 80s and the temperatures began to fall. Folks, this wedge of colder air that you walk out into when you go outside is only a couple of thousand feet thick. You get back on top of that, there's the warmer air up there. It's still there. And what we have is a series of upper level disturbances which will move by. There'll be a couple of them between now and Saturday night. And as they move by, they create lift up in that warmer air, and that causes precipitation then to fall into air where we're going to see temperatures at least close to being critical across south central Texas. So that's the whole crux of the problem. I don't think we'll see much in the way of frozen precipitation. If we see much with this north and west of Austin, primarily freezing rain, freezing drizzle, a little bit of an exception to that, maybe sometime early Friday morning and again late Friday night, Saturday morning, we may deepen up the colder air just a tad with the passage of one of those final upper air disturbances that may allow a little sleet to mix in. But again, a low confidence forecast at this point, and even a lower confidence forecast about whether there'll be that much impact. I like to get my forecast right. I'm not too worried about generating a whole lot of clicks and being sensational about it. I'm just going to ride my forecast as it exists right now, just to call for most of the stuff to be to the northwest of Austin. Don't need you to get excited when you don't have to. And that's why I'm just saying I think most of it's going to be to the north and west. Once we get that final upper level disturbance through the area, I think we'll actually see clouds break by late Saturday night. Sunday, the rain will leave the forecast. And folks, we really begin warming up Sunday, Monday into Tuesday. We'll get highs back close to 70 by Tuesday of next week as a few more clouds show up by Monday night and Tuesday, but a dry weather pattern prevails once we get that last upper air disturbance to the east of us by late in the day on Saturday. By the way, that's sort of the summation of the 7-day forecast. I will let you know that the 8 to 14 day outlook, this outlook is prepared by the National Weather Service Climate Prediction Center, suggests that you get beyond the 7-day forecast into the 8 to 14 day period. Our temperatures and our precipitation for this time of year will be very close to being average. That is, at least according to that National Weather Service outlook. Folks, those are my audio weather thoughts on this Wednesday, 23rd day of February, 2022. I'll update my text forecast on the website in addition to my audio weather thoughts again on Thursday morning. Stay warm out there. Have yourself a good Wednesday.